Attention, dum-dums.
Hell yeah. Peace be with you. Lover,
when I'm near you. It's the Michael O'Mara Show.
Hey, Cakes. That's Frank. Why is he laughing? Welcome back to the Michael O'Mara Show. 877-365-3636. That's the number to call. We're welcoming Tony Perkins from Fox 5.
Always on.
Watch Tony. Always on. No off switch.
That's right.
That's Tony Perkins. Our big day coming up Friday, May 23rd. It's Hog Fest 2008. Bikers, listen. We want to fill that parking lot. We want to fill the next door parking lot. We want to fill the streets. We want to put bikers everywhere around this radio station on Friday, May 23rd. We will have a barbecue spread with pork ribs and fixins from Just in Time Catering. We have, Beth Ann, have we gotten our band yet? Beth Ann said we're this close.
That's exciting. We'd like to see the brotherhood here, right?
Tony, have you ever ridden a motorcycle?
No. Afraid of it.
You know, we got guys that are going to be down here for our biker fest, our big biker day on Friday on the 23rd. That are actually going to teach you how to do that.
Really? Could I come?
Yes, of course.
Well, sure.
Come on by. And we're also, what's the deal with the band?
We got a band, boys.
Oh, yeah. Very good. Very good.
Can you say who it is?
Yeah, it's the Bad Influence Band.
Sounds perfect.
I like it.
Yeah.
That doesn't the name doesn't turn me off.
I was hoping for Orleans.
It's free.
You know what? Orleans might be available.
Come on, be serious. You were looking for Air Supply.
Oh, if only.
That's
if
it.
Only.
The guys from Motorcycle Riding Concepts, these are probably the finest motorcycle guys in the world. A lot of these guys are on the Motor Squad, and they're police officers that... you know, they're those guys that ride in tandem, and they do all the things like for the specialty events.
Highly skilled.
They not only will do demonstrations, but they'll show you tricks if you're a biker and you want to know how to be a better biker. They'll help you with that.
Cool.
We will have prizes. We'll have competition for the scariest biker, the King of Queens, which means the ugliest guy riding the bike with the best looking woman on the back, best in show. We're going to try to get some babes down here. They're going to be handing out the barbecue. Mm. So all you fat bikers like me, and all you skinny bikers, come on down.
Yeah. It's going to
be
on. Come on.
Hogfest 2008. Biker Friday. We could not be more excited about that. And speaking of exciting, it's always nice to have an author on the show. And let's get right to it. This gentleman has written a book and more evidence that we will book any author on this show. It is From the Stall, a book by Doug Rice. Let's welcome author Doug Rice
from the Stall.
Doug, how are you? Hey, how are you?
Great.
I'm looking at your book there, brother.
Yeah, what do you think?
Well, you know, I've got some thoughts on it. I mean, let me explain what I'm looking at. It's kind of, would this be safe to call this a coffee table book?
No.
Okay. Well, it's a picture book. Yeah. Would that be accurate, Doug? You call it a picture book, right?
Yeah, I call it a bathroom reading book.
It would be perfect for bathroom reading.
Sure.
The thing is, how far did you go? I mean, how much research, how much time? I'll be honest with you, Doug. How much effing effort did you put into this book?
I probably was taking pictures of bathroom graffiti for about a year and a half, I'd say.
All right. I'll give you that.
You know, most of the pictures, I'm from Michigan. Most of the pictures are taken in the Michigan area.
In the Michigan. Now, is this
close by?
Now, where did you get the idea to... And incidentally, the one that really, if you really want to pick this book up, I do urge you to go to page 25 and read the George Bush snorts coke off of my... That was just a beautiful, beautiful...
That's a classic.
That's a true classic in America. A wonderful job there. A year and a half, and you didn't go far away from home. How did you get the backing? Is this your first book?
This is the first one, yeah, and I definitely plan on making a sequel to this.
Well,
and
really? What are you going to call? What are you going to call that? Very, very clever.
Kind of creative.
That's what I noticed. Now, I have been in bathrooms all over the world.
I know.
Public restrooms. I mean, I just whenever I travel, I constantly have to go.
Vacation there.
I vacation. I like to linger there, you know.
Sure.
And it's all about cleanliness. You seem to spend an amazing amount of time on college campuses. Did you find that's where the most graffiti exists, as far as your research, your elaborate, extensive research?
Yeah, I definitely found most of my material from college campuses, and I think because most people are in the bathroom, they got a pen handy usually because they're in school. There's definitely some in bars, but most of the funny stuff, I don't know, people just have time that they want to kill when they're in school, and they got pens handy, I think. So.
When did you make the determination that you really weren't going to try to find anything clever that was written on bathroom walls?
Clever?
I mean, and I'm not busting your balls here. I'll be honest with you, Doug. I have seen... pretty amazingly funny things
yes.
written on bathroom
yeah.
walls.
Yeah.
You, this book really is, I mean, you got poopy face in here, man.
I know.
You got poopy face and you got.
I found a lot of bathroom humor.
You know, you got, I tell you, you got one good one on page 61. It burns. That makes me laugh that I went right
You're giving away the best part.
It burns. Well, that's that's pretty good right there.
You like it burns and you don't like poopy face.
I don't like No, you know, I tell you, there was one, I will tell you one, and this is old because it's been around for a while, but there was one literally where I was at a urinal at a ball game. And I read above the urinal that says, you've got the future of the world in your hands.
Oh, yes.
And it was a million years ago, but I laughed, and I thought that was very clever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not a lot of that at Michigan State University.
What kind of camera did you use?
I used a Nikon Coolpix digital camera.
Oh, a digital camera.
Yeah, well, you can tell.
Yes, the quality.
I'm sure that Toby Keith is thrilled with this on page 64. Michigan State University men's room. Toby Keith is my hero.
Sure.
Now, did you edit out the phone numbers, or are there any phone numbers in here?
No, there's definitely some, but I definitely bleeped out one or two numbers in there or changed it so it wasn't exactly what it was before. So.
Definitely.
What gave you the idea? I mean, were you going to bathrooms and you just thought, this stuff is...
You know, I was going to Oakland University, and it was finals week.
Did you graduate?
I did.
Hey, well, that's good. I'm frankly surprised.
Nature called, right? So I got to go make a conference call. So I go down to the basement floor of the library.
I got to make a conference call? Is that some sort of...
Slang for
is that swing by the office, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, swing. All right, drop some kids off at the pool.
So as you were saying, you were at the library.
So, and in front of me, I read Rick Moranis has enormous horse balls. And at that moment, I was like baffled and confused and shocked that someone would actually come up with that little.
Someone that's actually giving Rick Moranis that much thought in that particular environment.
I think it was Dave Thomas,
the gatekeeper.
His buddy Bob and Doug McKenzie.
Exactly. Right.
I'm reading this one here on page 65. Ooh. The world that you are creating today is going to be a bitch for your grandson. You know that world where minorities rule. Is this this is from Michigan State University. So you found some good old fashioned bigotry in the bathroom too, huh?
Oh yeah, there's definitely.
Is there a lot of that? I don't want to slam Michigan State. Is there a lot of that at the engineering department of Michigan State University? Why so much of this stuff at Michigan State? Seriously,
it's close.
Do you remember a lot of at AU? I don't remember a lot.
I don't remember a lot of bathroom.
I don't remember a lot of graffiti.
You know? No, but you do seem to be you concentrate on like three schools. Did you not really want to broaden it out, or you just
There's about five schools, and, you know, I did go to a few others, but I found most of my best stuff from these schools. There was just so much material there that, you know, I didn't want to deny them.
Oh, I found one. I found one for you, Doug.
Oh, good.
Rob Spiewak, this is yours.
Oh, I
swear to God.
I admit to nothing.
What year and what years were you there? Were you like 2006, 2007? Is that when you did this book?
No, earlier than that.
All right, 2000. What is it?
Yeah, 5, 6.
Okay, 2005. Rob, between 2005 and 2006, were you on the campus of Oakland University in the Dodge Hall men's room?
Dodge Hall, absolutely.
Yeah, okay. This is Rob. Right in the grout on the tile.
Yeah. No,
that's his style.
My nipples sweat when I eat ham. That one.
I wanted the world to know.
I'm digging. Rob Spiewak.
Brilliant.
Man.
It sounds like something I'd write, actually.
And then Doug writes something not funny in the paragraph. But it's interesting here that will you expand in your next book? Will you get out there? Because I really think, Doug, if you go out in the world you go in, I mean, you really take, I'm serious, like a year and a half, and you really, that's
go
all
to
you
Great
do.
Britain. Yeah.
Go to Great Britain.
Go to New
Britain.
York. Sure. New York City.
Oh,
yes.
My God. New York City would be incredible.
New York. Yeah.
Mr. Rice.
You're right. You know, and that was one of my hesitations about going forth with this version of the book because it was so limited, you know,
Has anybody else done it? Has anybody else done this kind of book?
No, not that I know of.
What kind of feedback are you getting on the book?
You know, I'm getting a lot of positive feedback, and you know what? The other thing was I was thinking of maybe not even putting where the pictures were from because that
pictures?
Might turn some people off, but I think that's an important part of it.
All right. Believe it or not, with our listening audience, we do have a call. Would you take a call from our audience?
Sure.
All right, Doug, let's go to Sheldon in Leesburg.
Great town.
Sheldon is the caller that wants to speak to Doug Rice. You're on the air, Sheldon. Go ahead.
Do you do graffiti from ladies' restrooms? And how different is that from males' restrooms?
All right, good question. Were you able to get into some ladies' rooms, Doug? And
I personally did sneak into a few, which was probably not the smartest decision I made in my life. Uh-huh. But I also had some girlfriends come help me with the women's room.
Oh, good.
And I definitely got more material from the
You're going to be able to? All right.
No,
I hope so. No, we didn't get that on the air. Sorry about that, Doug. You know, the FCC, they're coming down on us.
You can't say that?
No, I don't think we can say that, unfortunately.
But we could look at a picture of it at the library.
Yeah, it's very, very difficult.
I apologize.
That's okay. That's okay.
No, you didn't know. You didn't know. The rules are so arbitrary.
Well, there's one here that says, hey, frat boy, come in at Mason Hall, first floor. Wednesday evenings. That's pretty much narrowing it down. Did you ever roll up to Mason Hall, find out if you could find the author?
No, I don't think I found
Ironically,
that
that's the reason I was at Oakland University.
Now, I should say it's not only texts that we get. That's why he wrote that everywhere. There's some wonderful artwork as well, I think.
I'm sure.
Doug, let me ask a question. This is Tony Perkins. Do you
say hi
to
Tony Perkins. He's actually been a national weatherman.
Yeah.
And he's talking to you about your graffiti on bathroom walls.
I just want to know if
nice to meet you.
Are you available for a television interviews? Because we don't really usually get this type of quality on the big TV.
Yeah, I would love it. I would love to do that.
All right. All right. Well,
after we're done, put me in touch with your
publicist. The book is From the Stall. It's a book by Doug Rice. Doug, lots of great pictures and great graffiti. And are you selling a lot of copies?
Yeah, slowly but surely, I'm getting the word out, and I'm selling. I'm selling more and more, so it's going well.
Is Borders or any of the biggies? Are they signing up for this?
No, maybe if I do the worldwide, nationwide version, they might pick that one up.
You know what you do? You know what you do? You start going around bathrooms and plastering under graffiti like this. Read my book and put
there. You are.
Yeah, you know what? I thought about doing the advertising actually in the bathroom stall.
That's good. Hey, that sounds like fun. Right. Hey, listen, we enjoyed talking to you, and good luck with your book From the Stall, Doug.
Thanks, guys.
All right, take care of yourself. All right, have a good time. All right,
so long, Doug.
Hey, Beth Ann, here's the book. It's good. So I'll share that with somebody. There we go.
Can I give Beth Ann her gift?
Yeah. Oh, you want to give Beth Ann her gift? We got Buzz coming up with the second Buzz of the afternoon. What is the gift for
Beth
Ann?
Beth Ann, open this up.
Thank you, Tony.
You're welcome,
man. After that segment, I'd love to get her a gift, too.
Everyone got a gift. I brought gifts last time I was here because you guys had just started the show. Beth Ann was not here at that time.
You're so generous.
So I wanted to get her a gift as well.
Is it a bra?
Why, have you gotten a lot of bras?
It
is a bra. I figured you needed new bras.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? Oh.
Well,
and you probably, you know what? I bet it's the right size.
Dear. Oh, my. Tony gets a hug.
Tony listens to the show, and he listens with detail. I bet he knows the size.
You know what? I missed the size.
Oh, you missed the size.
What size are you? Is that rude?
Good trick.
She's a 22 double D.
She's not a 22. That would be concave.
I know.
Oh, this is good.
Is it good? Yes. Does it work? Yes. There's a gift receipt in case it's the wrong size.
You need to exchange it.
Yeah.
Isn't he great?
Isn't he wonderful?
It's not even a novelty bra. It's the real
Tony Perkins, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
That's the best.
Just the best. Buy bras for strangers nationwide.
You bought Beth Ann a bra, you dirty bird.
How about that?
Got a hug.
I'm going shopping for Holly Morris.
It was something more than a hug.
Fair is fair.
Looking forward to that. Now with our second buzz of the afternoon, here's Mr. Burbank.
Thank you. A new poll shows that either Democratic presidential hopeful could beat Republican John McCain in the November election. The poll says Senator Obama could be the victor over McCain by 47-40% in the general election voting.
And that's the bottom line, because John McCain said so.
That's right. Whistling John. Obama is still favored by Democrats in the poll for their party's nomination, 45 to Hillary Clinton's 41%.
Yeah, but how about what she did in West Virginia? 96% to 2%.
I kid you not. This morning on the TV, we had a picture on the big TV.
On the magic box.
A picture of Hillary in West Virginia thanking the crowd, and behind her was a West Virginian holding up a homemade sign that said, "Hillary rocks." They left out the R in Hillary.
Oh, Hillary rocks.
That's the truth.
I voted. You know why I voted for?
Why's that?
Because he's a Muslim.
Don't want that in power, do you, sir?
I voted, yeah, and I know I'm a Muslim. Let's look at his name.
Are you Zogby?
My name is
I'm Zogby.
Oh, no, I didn't know.
Zogby? I'm Zogby, and I have a banjo. Wonderful.
The poll also shows support for Clinton staying in the race.
Really?
Yeah, which she apparently plans to do.
I don't get that. I really don't. I mean, aren't people like me? Is anybody like me that wants this thing to end?
I'm like you.
Thank you, Rob.
And I love you.
Appreciate it. Right back at
Hillary
you,
in this
the old
campaign,
queen.
Hillary in this campaign is like you in A Night on the Town. She doesn't want the night to end.
That's mm-hmm. true. Okay, yeah, hey, right. thank
that,
you.
You get that?
Yeah, 31-inch yeah. waist. I appreciate that.
Hillary's in sixth gear.
Now I understand.
I'm glad. Former presidential
thank
candidate.
You for dumbing it down for me.
Anytime. John Edwards is going to endorse Barack Obama tonight.
Pretty.
At a campaign event boy. In Michigan.
Way to go out on a limb, John.
Yeah, yeah.
Really, wait to take your time.
Wait to see how the wind is blowing.
Yeah, exactly.
I really thought he'd wait till November.
I thought he might also, but I mean, this is smarmier and creepier, and it fits right in with the pretty hair boy.
He's setting the table. Next week, he's coming out against cancer.
Ooh, bad man.
Oh. Ford Motor Company recalling 600,000 trucks because of a faulty hose that can affect the brakes.
Hey, Rob's happy about that. He's a Chevy guy.
Da brakes.
Recall is for any 05 or 06 F-150. Or your Lincoln Mark LT equipped with a 5.4-liter engine, 3-valve. Dealers will start repairing the problem in early July if you can wait that long.
Scary.
That's faulty a bad hose.
Are a terrible problem. Rob, there we go.
Jury selection in the R. Kelly child pornography trial was disrupted yesterday.
I don't know if you've been listening, but R. Kelly, we did some research. It's Regis. Regis Kelly.
The R stands for Regis.
R. Kelly, ladies and gentlemen.
Fine.
The jury selection disrupted yesterday by a foul stench emanating from the men's restroom nearby.
Was it Oscar or Chad?
Yes. You have to do it every day. Don't become so obsessive compulsive with it. Okay. How long have you been thinking about getting it in? Just was it towards the end of the show and you were running out of time, right?
2:50.
Oh, my God. I think I just my pants.
Bailiffs were hosing down the courtroom with Lysol spray. Try the Osium. That would be my advice.
No, not in this studio.
Kelly himself spent much of that 9-hour day holding a tissue over his nose. That's almost ironic, since some of his video escapades reportedly involve part of the body's elimination process.
Yes, right. No, really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. You didn't know that?
Yeah. Well, I think I know which kind now. Yeah.
That one.
Yeah,
number
yeah.
one.
You're number one, right.
Also yesterday, prosecutors dismissed a potential juror who feels that the age of consent is too tough. Quoting him, there's no consistency from state to state. Nature has provided an age of consent. It's called puberty, end quote. That's one of the potential jurors.
Then he said, go, Hillay.
And then one of the potential ones, did they excuse the jury?
They did excuse him, yes.
Nature.
Did he go to the men's room?
Or came out of it. TV notes, John McCain will be on Saturday Night Live this week along with Steve Carell of The Office.
Yeah. That'll be great.
NBC is reportedly offering Jay Leno a primetime half-hour show that would air at the same time 5 nights a week.
Hey, calm down, people.
You're kidding.
No. Wow. They call it a strip show, I believe, in television. 5 nights a week at the same time.
Well, this is Jay Leno. It's like Entertainment Tonight. You know, it's not a big deal.
The idea is to keep him at NBC.
Yeah, well, keep me at NBC. Mm-hmm. Give me 5 nights a week because I'm not working hard enough right now. I want to work really, really hard.
Well, this would be after the Tonight Show, Jay.
I can't do Jay Leno with this voice.
NBC, I think you're doing fine.
I do, too.
Thank you.
You're much too self-conscious, Jay.
I am, goddamn it.
No NBC. Pressure to be funny when you're Jay Leno.
That's right.
Just get the voice.
Never constant pressure. No, it's just my name. Jesus Christ.
NBC's already signed the papers of turning over the Tonight Show to Conan O'Brien next year.
And Jimmy Fallon,
who died in his first presentation before the advertisers.
I'm not surprised.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he did.
You know, what is the deal? I mean, I swear to God, you know, I have a theory. You see him next to Lauren Michaels.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's it. Yeah.
I don't even think Jimmy Fallon cares that he got the job.
You know, all the goodwill that Jimmy Fallon built up with me when he did Fever Pitch, the Boston Red Sox movie, it's all gone now.
Gone.
I'm going to burn that movie. Forget it. Yes, I don't like Jimmy Fallon.
Such
again.
A great movie, too.
With Drew Barrymore. Yeah. It was a great story, Rob.
It really was.
It was a great story,
based
Rob.
Based in the fact, message. Wasn't it?
It was based in fact.
That's what I said.
I mean, the story around the romance wasn't based in fact, but the whole, you know, the sequel. Stop it.
It is Argument Wednesday.
Remember when the Red Sox won?
Argument Wednesday.
I remember when the Red Sox won.
That was great.
Twice, and I want to thank the guy that sent me the T-shirt.
It's a black T-shirt.
It's a black T-shirt like Yankees fans would wear.
Yeah, a picture of Jimmy Fallon.
And it says, got rings. They have a T-shirt that said, got rings, and they've got all their championships on the back.
Right?
We have a T-shirt as Red Sox fans that say, gut rings lately.
There's the sting.
That's the reply to the other t-shirt.
Buzz, this strip show, does it air in prime time?
Yes. Yeah. Monday through Friday, sometime between 8 and 10, 8 and 11 p.m.
That's insanity.
Eastern time.
They're just trying to keep
every
them.
Night of the week.
Who is going to look at it?
I threw the guy's name away, but it's
cheap
says,
to make.
On the back for this t-shirt, it says, "We've been together for a long time now, and it's been great. Really, a team couldn't ask for a better rival. But lately, something's changed. Three consecutive LDS folds that choke in 2004. No championships this millennium. Mm. It's like your heart's not in it anymore. So maybe we should start seeing other teams. Of course, it's sad, but it's for the best. Huh. You and the Orioles are going to be one cute couple. And if you ever get your act together, we'll leave the lights on for you at Fenway Park. Thank you very much."
That's nice. That's nice. Thank goodness you didn't play the Fenway song.
Why would I do that?
Oh, no.
Hit it, boys. You like this, Tony.
We love you, Fenway.
Yeah, baby.
Here comes the good part.
Oh, there's a good part.
Down at Fenway Park.
Rocking, man.
We're not even a music station.
Yeah.
Oh, we are now.
Excellent notion.
There was more text on that t-shirt than in that bathroom guy's book.
I know.
Better written.
It was a wonderful interview.
Yeah. Well, Jay Leno's primetime show would still feature his monologues as well as features like headlines and jaywalking.
Oh, good.
Leno is likely, however, to turn down the offer since he's being offered other late-night opportunities from Fox, ABC,
enough with Jay.
And independent producer.
Hey, but he wins. He makes a lot of money for the network.
He does.
He wants late night, too. He says he's a late-night guy.
Makes a lot of money. That's what my grandparents used to say about Lawrence Welk. When they'd be watching Lawrence Welk, and I'd come in and go, "This show." I wouldn't say suck in front of my grandparents, but I would say, "I don't like this." No, I would not. Not in front of my grandma and grandpa. And I would say, "I don't like this show, Grandma." But he makes a lot of money. And I'd just sit there, my grandfather would be eating his mints, and they'd be going, "I want a tour." And then they watch roller derby.
Welk was the first person to make a fortune with syndication. He figured out how to make syndication work for himself.
He makes a lot of money on the tour.
CBS has renewed The New Adventures of Old Christine. The Julia Louis-Dreyfus show was on the bubble after shaky ratings. An offer by ABC to pick up the show if CBS dropped it might have something to do with its getting a fourth season on the iNetwork. Coming up in the final buzz, for this president, it's a Gulf War. And proof that D.C. drivers are among the worst. I'm Buzz Burbank of the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
This is one of my favorite games we play on the old show, and we play it on the new show as well. Yes, we brought some of the stuff back
of
with
course,
us.
In a
we
bag.
Did. And this is great. It's very simple. It doesn't get any more simple. 877-365-3636. Where are you? I'm not talking about towns. I'm talking about locations.
Specific.
Some of the best ones have been, all over in a morgue.
Mm-hmm.
We actually got one from a guy that was in a grain silo, buried up almost up to his neck.
Locked in a car trunk.
Locked in a car trunk.
Fishing in a river.
Where are you? It is as simple as this, Tony, the way this game works.
Mm-hmm.
The oddest, best location wins $100 American dollars.
Wow.
Where are you listening? Get on the line to get on the air. 877-365-3636. The most unusual
Hilly.
Wins $100 on the big show, and we will be right this after that.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.